December wheat, the soft variety, 509.5, up 3.5. March, 521.75, up 3.75. December corn, 349.25, up 1.75. March, 362.25, up 1.75. May, 371, up 1.5. July, 378.25, up 1.5. November soybeans, 956, up 3.5. January, 964.5, up 3.5. March, 972.5, up 2.75. May, 981.5, up 3. July, 989, up 3.5. December soybean meal, 331.50, up 4.20. December soybean oil, 32.10, up 12. October live cattle, 163.55, up 60. October feeders, 238.22.5, up 82.5. December lean hogs, 90.52.5, and they are down 140. Guarantee your seats at our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference on November 24th. We got straight talk from our U of I experts on the ARC-PLC decision, crop insurance, and farmland values in 2015. And all of our on-air analysts will be on hand to bring you the latest on marketing corn and soybeans and cash grain ideas. Get your tickets today for the meeting at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus by calling 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. Tickets are just $25 and include lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets, Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's been an interesting week or so, technically speaking, for corn and soybeans, with, by and large, both commodities holding gains it has made since the beginning of October. Are we feeling, as time goes by, more comfortable with the idea that one or the other market may be turning sideways?
Well, at least for the time being, the short-term trend you'd have to call us higher, because we are making higher highs and higher lows. I think either today or tomorrow we need to kind of finish out the week on a strong note. I think then that would kind of lay the groundwork then for us to make another push to new highs for the advance out of that late September, early October low. The market has flashed a lot of buy signals basically starting back in October 6th. And then we got another one here earlier this week on the 14th. And if things go as planned and the market kind of holds in here, probably get another one next week. So the long-term technical traders are definitely probing alongside and accumulating a long position in here based upon the price action. Seasonally, this is correct for a market to pull out of an early October low and kind of advance into the November time frame. Then corn has a tendency then to maybe set back as you go into December, and then if you can get through the first part of December without doing too much damage to the charts, then you kind of kick up the seasonal trend into the growing season. So I think initially here you have to say we've kind of posted some early fall lows here, seasonal lows, and we're trying to probably define the upper end of a broader band, maybe a sideways trading range here until the inventory moves from weak hands to strong hands.
So one step at a time then, and the first step would be Friday. What kind of technical things would you like to see for the weekend to freshen up the market for a possibility of probing higher?
Well, I guess I like to see a good solid close in December corn futures, maybe above 350, 351, 352. I'd like to see a good solid close probably in November soybeans here above 360, 965 or something. Just a good solid weekly close. Doesn't up against the highs of the week, I think. Would really dress up the overall chart picture.
And if we were to see those come Friday night, then next week, what will technicians be talking about for the next resistance levels that the market might be targeting?
Well, I think December corn is kind of looking like it wants to kind of push its way into the 360s. I haven't ruled out a push above 370 or try to get into the 370s. I think you got to look at soybeans, November soybeans probably having some resistance in the 980s and then right up against the $10 level. There's an option gap that was left when November futures took over as lead futures from the September contract back in September. That gap starts at $10 and goes all the way up to probably $10.42 or $10.43 or something like that. So that's going to be a lot of resistance. And the 50-day moving average on lead futures beans is in this 1040 area. So I wouldn't necessarily rule out a run toward that. Dease corn is right. If you look at the lead futures chart, we did break above the 50-day moving average on corn. When you look at individual contract months, it may not be, we're just kind of hovering there. Like the March contract today, we're kind of hovering this 361, 362 is right at the 50-day. So I'd like to see some good, solid weekly closes above this 50-day moving average on these individual contract bases. That same way with Dease Corn 15, we get some closes above 394, 395. That's kind of teeing up a move maybe for Dease 15 Corn to go on up into the 4. 10 area, take a good run at it in a way above the $4 area.
Throwing a lot of bearish things at this market over the last several months. Can you envision the market testing these late September, early October lows? And if so, what kind of fundamental news do you think would trigger it?
Well, we got a big crop, and farmers haven't really moved much of it into commercial hands, and the old saying goes, as long as it's in weak hands or farmer hands, it's difficult to get a market to go up very much. It's only when it gets into strong hands or commercial hands, and then that means all the hedge pressure from farmer movement is priced into the market, then that makes the market go up easier. My guess is that toward the end of harvest, and of course as you get into December, farmers need cash flow requirements begin to start increasing December 1, and they basically accelerate as you go on into March 1. So there's going to be a lot of transfer of ownership from the farmer to the commercial during the winter months. So, you know, the market is probably still vulnerable yet to new lows. If the crop is as big as what everybody says it is, I still think USDA has to bring down overall acreages. They did do a little bit of it in the October report. Either that or we're going to see a big, huge first quarter residual disappearance, which is basically unexplained disappearance. I don't think the crop's going to be as big as what the trade's working because I don't think we're harvesting as many acres as what the trade's, what USDA says we are.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.